Well, one day after new FPL nuclear power reactors and the power lines that go along with them were approved by Governor Rick Scott and his cabinet, a protest took place along US 1 where those lines will go. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone was there.
How do I hate what Rick Scott did to the people of Florida yesterday? Let me count the ways.
South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard has been trying for years to thwart FPL's nuclear expansion plans. On Tuesday in Tallahassee, the mayor lost a big one.
It was a crime against the safety of the citizens of Miami-Dade County. It was an economic crime, and it was a crime against the environment.
The culprits were Governor Rick Scott and the state cabinet. They voted to approve the expansion plan, which also calls for nearly 90 miles of high-voltage transmission lines on towering poles running through South Miami and other South Dade towns, all the way from Turkey Point to Miami. It was an opportunity for Stoddard, Pinecrest Mayor Cindy Lerner, and County Democratic Chair Annette Taddeo, who joined the mayors at a news conference on Dixie Highway.
It comes as no surprise that Rick Scott has chosen yet again to prioritize the interests of a huge corporation over Florida's people.
The towns along US 1 say the giant power poles will destroy property values and quality of life, while the plant and its supposed vulnerability to hurricanes and sea level rise threatens life itself. Stoddard says the approval process was flawed enough to suggest several avenues of appeal, but it will take lawyers and city funds to fight the battle. And it'll be a fight between a powerful electric company and a few angry mayors waving hand-lettered signs by the roadside. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Will a soccer stadium at Miami's main seaport threaten jobs that are already there? A group that opposes David Beckham's proposed soccer stadium thinks so, but an acclaimed online political fact-checker says, uh-uh. A television and radio ad released by the Miami Seaport Alliance, led by Royal Caribbean Cruises, says that putting a soccer stadium near Port Miami would threaten some 207,000 jobs. But PolitiFact Florida rates that claim as false. For one thing, the number of jobs cited in the advertisement comes from a 2012 report, and most of those jobs come from importers and exporters. Amy Sherman is a Miami Herald reporter who wrote the story for PolitiFact Florida.
So even if we say, hypothetically, that the stadium gets built at the port and it's such a mess that, tons of cruise operators and cargo operators flee Port Miami, those jobs don't vanish. They would just essentially be relocated to other ports in Florida.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez proposed a new location for the soccer stadium, a boat slip in downtown Miami. But Beckham says Port Miami is still his first choice. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.